Legislators can accept things like free meals, travel, and entertainment, subject only to filing regular reports. Senator Michelle Reagan said the ideal solution would be immediate reporting so voters could instantly see the interaction between their elected representatives and the special interests trying to influence them. But Reagan said even if that could happen, her legislation is still necessary.
It is my belief that regardless of disclosure, no disclosure, whatever, there's no benefit to the public for us going to a sporting event or a rock concert.
The outcry over free tickets followed a scandal several years ago involving the Fiesta Bowl that dealt not only with laundered campaign contributions, but lawmakers taking free tickets and never reporting them. Longtime lobbyist Barry Ahrens, who sits on the Fiesta Bowl committee, questioned singling out entertainment for a ban, but not meals.
To try to make a qualitative or even quantitative decision as to whether an $18 Diamondbacks ticket is more or less corruptive than a $100 dinner at the Capitol Grill? I don't see how you can do that.
And Aaron suggested the proposal may simply be lawmakers caving to, quote, media-fueled public pressure. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.